the damage. Chayiv bekulan. You have to pay for the whole thing, it says. Chayiv bekulan. Rashi, chamisha dvarim. You have to pay for hate dvarim. If a nezik tzah, shows what remember some boishes. You have to pay for all five things. Now, what's the case where he hit his parents that he did not make a chabura? Lav isn't it going? Sheku al yodoy, where the son hit his father on his hand, gave him a black and blue mark. V'soifel achzor, and eventually it's going to come to be normal again, the arm. So he didn't make a real chabura. Uketani still says chayiv bekulan. He's chayiv benezek. Mashma, you have to pay how much the body is worth less now, even though in another week when it heals up, the body will be back to normal. But since right now you called the pchas, you called the nezek, you have to pay for that. So Moshe Amri, I'll tell you no. Amri, I'll tell you, hocha b'mayas kinan. You know what we're talking about over here? Kagoyin shechir shoy. I tell you where the son made his father deaf. That's the case. So you can't hear anymore. That's called the real pchas. That's called the body got devaluated. Now for that, you have to pay. But lo yoso b'chabura. He didn't make any blood come out. A chabura means where you cut him, that blood comes out of the body. So it's possible to hit your father on his ear, that you made him deaf, and no blood came out. So therefore, you're not chayiv misa for the chabura, but you're chayiv to pay the nezek, because you caused a permanent damage. For the Gemara, is this true? Rabbi said, ha-chayrish es oviv, if somebody hits his father and makes his father deaf, he should know nerek. The kid has to be killed. Lefi shiyef shalacharisha b'lei chabura, tipso d'doma nofel lo b'yudnei. Because it's not possible for the father to become deaf unless some blood came out inside and went in the eardrums and made him deaf. So therefore, if you hit him, you hit him there and made him deaf, for sure some blood came out. So it's considered like you made a chabura in your father for that yechayiv misa. See, then you'd be potter from paying the hei devarim. Because when yechayiv misa, we say, come live with Rab Minei. So therefore, we have to pay the money, obviously we're talking about, where you did not make a chabura. So you can't say the case is that you made him deaf. Eladigmar says rather, I'll tell you maybe like this. There's no cry with no proof we're talking about where the chaburu will come back, where the pchas will come back again, where his arm will come well again. But rather, Elohim Amayas Kinon could go in Shegil Choy, that you shaved off your father. Rashi, the Afcha say Mechisvei Belei Chabura. You made him worth less now, he doesn't look so nice. He's bald. So you bald your father, that you have to pay him. Fred Gemar still, Gil Choy Mahadar Hadar. Still the same proof then. Look, you made him bald, but his hair will grow back again. So why do you have to pay for nezik? How much the body got worth less now, it's going to grow back again. So again, we should have a proof. You have to pay for nezik right now, even though what happened will come back again. So Mar says, behind no boy, and that's how we boy, so you have a good proof again. So Mar says, Amri, I'll tell you no. Hocha b'mayas kinan. You know what we're talking about over here? You know how the son made the father bald? Kegoin she'socho noso, deloy hoda. The son used special type of seif that pulls out the hair that won't grow back again anymore. So Akoponim, he didn't make a chabura. He didn't make any blood come out. So therefore, he's not chayiv misa. But still, the damage that he did was a permanent damage. The hair won't grow back again anymore. That's why you have to pay for the nezik. But enechanami, if there was nezik that it will grow back again, then maybe you don't have to pay for the nezik. Zaitet. Nadimar says, Tsar, where's the case that you have to pay for tsar? You gave your father pain without making a chabura. The yistle kartuf nebereisha, where the father had sores, scratches on his head before. V'tzavchem hanuya kartufne, and now that you put the staff on his head to take off all his hair, you gave him some pain. But again, you didn't make any blood come out. He just gave him some pain on the boils on the sores that he has on his head already. Ripui, where's the case you have to pay for the doctor bills of your father that you didn't make any blood come out? The boy asks you that the sores now that you made worse, he needs medicine to heal it. So therefore, that's called doctor bills without having a chabura. Sheves, where's the case you have to pay for your father's pay without giving him a chabura? To have a merakit bekuvia, in the case where your father was a dancer. The boy machve gune aresha, v'loy machve. Rashi losha merakit bechanuyis. That Rashi says, "Marig ninu avaroishoy laharois minei schoy kederach halitzonim." Dashdat shisrapa ana katufnei lemati machia. Your father's business was he was a dancer, plays in nightclubs, and he has to shake his head back and forth to make the people laugh. So now that he has sores on his head because of you, he can't shake his head back and forth. So that's the case that you have to pay for his sheves, even though you didn't make a chabura. Again, Shevas, Teva Merakid Bekubi. He was a dancer at night time. The boy Machve Guni Areshi, he has to shake his head when he dances. Vulei Machve Mehani Katufni. And he can't shake his head now because of the sores that got worse because you put that seif on top of his head. So again, it's possible that he can't do his work now, even though you did not make a chaburo. Therefore, you have to pay for the Shevas also. Boishes, what do you have to pay for the embarrassment? Shalomon says, Poshin, ain't lecho boishes, g'day lemizu. This is the biggest embarrassment. Your father's supposed to be a dancer, showing off his, shaking his head there, and now you've made him bald. So that's a big embarrassment. So that's why you have to pay all five things. Therefore, again, we don't have any proof to our Shaila. Our Shaila was, in the case that right now, you made a damage to the body. Just the body will be healed again. Do you have to pay for that nezik or not? So we don't have a pshitas, we don't know. Now the Gemara says, the milsa the boy and the rabba, what Rav had for Shaila, pshita lele abaya. So abaya was poshit. Lach yisa to the other tzad. Or le rabba to rabba lach yisa to the other way. The itma, we learned like this. He ko al yodoy. If somebody hits somebody on his hand, v'tzomtsoy, and it got wound there, his blisters grew on it, v'tzomtsoy, got bad. V'soyfer lachzer, but at the end it's going to come back to normal again. So do you have to pay for nezek now or not? Abaye, Ram Rabaye says, Noisen lo shevas gedoyle v'shevas katana. You have to pay for both right now. Shevas gedoyle, Rashi says, d'me yodav. Yes, you have to pay how much you'd be worth less right now because of his hand. V'shevas katana, Rashi says, all these days now that he's in bed and he can't do any work, we have to look as if he'll be a shermi kashuyim and pay for at least that much. But you do have to pay for the nezik right now, even though it's only temporary, you have to pay for the nezik. For Rav, Rav says, no, ain't a nice and loyal de me shiftoi. Shebechol yoyim v'yoyim. Forget about the nezik. There's no nezik here. The hand will grow back again. You only have to pay for the fact he can't do work every day. So you see, it's a machlekes whether you have to pay for the nezik or not. Itma will learn like this. Hakateya yad eved ivri. Shachaveir, if you chop off the hand of an eved ivri of your friend, and it's not going to grow back again. So Abaye Amar Abaye says, Noisen lo shevas gedoyle li'evid. You have to pay the Eved himself. How much he's worth less now? The Nezek goes to the Eved himself. The Shevas Katana L'Rav. And how much the Eved will be able to work for the work. He's still an Eved Ivri. He'll still have to work for the Master. That the Master would receive. So the fact he can't work right now, that you have to pay to the Master. But the Chiddush is the Nezek, that goes to the Eved Ivri himself. The Eved Ivri himself gets the Nezek. Rav says no. Hakel Yenosin Li'Eved. Everything you have to pay to the Eved. Even the Shevas also goes to the Eved. The Yilkach ben Karka, and the Eved's supposed to buy Karka with this money. The Harav Eichel Peris, and the Master could eat the Peris, use it, just like he's Meshubid to the Master right now. So Pshita's like this, it's Pasha like this. Pshita, Tichais Eitel Atzmai. Let's say when you chopped off the Eved's arm, you made him worth less. The Eitzel Rabbele Pichais. But for the master, it doesn't make a difference. Like Rashi says, Pichatel Eitzer. Shalai Botlam Imlacha. You did some damage to him, but even though it's a permanent damage, but it doesn't affect the master. The Yevik can still do the same work he's supposed to do to the master. So, Hechidam, what's the case? The Posko Laresh Unya. You chopped off the top of his ear. So it doesn't make enough communion to the master whether he has the top of his ear or not. So therefore, you didn't ruin the master, only the Yevik. Oil the Resh Nechira, the tip of his nose, you took off. Is Hakil Yatzma, then everybody agrees, the damage goes to the Eved. There's no damage to the Master here, there's only a damage to the Eved, so you have to pay the Eved. Piches Eitzel Rabbi, what's going to be though that this damage is a both? It's a damage to the Eved and to the Master, that now the Eved can't work so good? Pluk to the Bayev Rava. That's the Machlekes, the Bayev Rava. Who gets the money? Does the money go to the Eved, or does the money go to the other, to the Master? Then the Mishnah says that the boishes hakol ufi yamavayish hamizvayish. When you pay for embarrassment, you have to pay everybody's different. Like there's different embarrassment upon how important that person was and how important the person that gave it to you. Like if a bum embarrasses you, it doesn't mean so much to you. Or if you're a bum, it doesn't mean too much to you either. But if the person's more chashiv and you're more chashiv, then it bothers you more. So Mora says, mani mastiz huza Mishnah go like I'll tell you lo Rabbi Meir v'lo Rabbi Yehuda. Ela Rabbi Shimon. He goes to Rabbi Shimon. The Tanan we learn like this. The kulan royenoisan kilo heim bnei chorin sheyodum and echsayin shein bnei avraham yitzchak v'yakov. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says every type of busha we always look as if they're poor people. will look as if kilo the bnei chayrin sheyado menechsayim, they don't have any money. That's how much embarrassment you have to pay. Rashi says v'yein shomen esani l'fi ani yusay l'hokil v'lo yasosh l'fi ashray shrein l'dimei boishtoy soif elakula shav mekach. We don't look upon how rich you are. Everybody has the same embarrassment. It's the poorest person. We're going after how poor. That's how much you have to pay for the embarrassment. Reb Yehuda says no. Hagodol l'fi godloi v'yakotol l'fi kotloi. No, the bigger person will be the bigger, and the smaller person will be the smaller. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Ashirim, the rich people, Roya Noisan Kiluim, B'nai Chorin, Shiyodim, and Asayim. And Aniyim, Kepchusin Shabhem. Aniyim, we even look as if they're less than them. Trashi means Chusin Shab Aniyim Lahokil. The Chivon Dioniyu, Boishtoi Kala. The Boishtoi is much less. By Aniyim. Now, Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? E Rabbi Meir Masnisi Katonia Kolofi Amavayish from his bayish. Our Mishnah says every person is different upon how much embarrassment he receives. Rabbi Meir says, you know, Kulu Bahadi Adodininu, everybody is equal. Everybody has the same embarrassment. We shots up the same thing. We don't go boss at different people. So the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Yehuda, if the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, Masnisi Katonia, our Mishnah says, Hamavayish Esasu Mechayif. Our Mishnah, if you embarrass a blind person, you have to pay for it. Vilu Rav Yudu Aimer Suma Ein Leboishes. Rav Yudu himself says no. Suma doesn't have any boishes. Later in the Gemara we'll soon see. Elalav. Therefore, our Mishnah has to go according to Rabbi Shimon. Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon. That he says what? Not everybody is equal. There's different madregas. That's what Mishnah says. You have to pay according to what madrega you are, whether how rich or whether how poor you are. That's how much you have to pay for the Dmei boishes. So Rav says maybe no. Afilu Taimi Rav Yudu. Even if you want to say Mishnah goes according to Rav Yudu. When do we say Suma doesn't have Boshes? To take it from the Suma. To take from him. If you do embarrassment to a Suma, you have to pay him. He only meant to say if the blind person does embarrassment to you, that's not called embarrassment. Like he didn't mean it. Everybody knows that he's blind. So then the blind person doesn't have to pay. But if somebody embarrasses the blind person, you do have to pay. But the Gemara about me, the Tony Sefer, since the Sefer says, Hamavayish es hayoshin chayiv. If you embarrass a sleeping person, you have to pay for it. V'yoshin shavayis potter. But a sleeping person that does embarrassment to somebody else, he's potter. While he's sleeping, he rolls over somebody and embarrasses the guy. Is he's potter? For like Tanya doesn't say suma shavayish potter. Why doesn't it say if a suma embarrasses, he's potter? Mechlal. Therefore, it's a proof that no deloshina. There's no difference. Deloshina hachi, deloshina hachi. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no difference. Any time of a blind person, whether he embarrasses somebody else or somebody else embarrasses him, they're potter. So the Chur Ela Machvat, we have to come back to make it clear that Masnisin Rabbi Shimoni, Enoch Namiyahu Mishnah, that says at all times you have to pay boishes, even though it's blind. And also there's different amounts to pay, Hamavayish and Hamazvayish, that goes according to Rabbi Shimon. That he says even for a Suma Yechayim, and also depends upon how rich and how poor you are, depending how much embarrassment you received. All right, turn over. Now, El Moshe's man Tan Lahoda Tana Rabbanon. Who's the Tana of this brisa that we learned? Niskaven Labayish Esakotin. You had intentions to embarrass a small person or a poor person. Olbayish Esagodol. By mistake, you went and embarrassed a rich person. So Naisen Lagodol Dumei Boishta Shakotin. You have to pay the person you embarrassed, but not Lafi Godla the way he's worth. But how much a cotton would be worth? How much embarrassment would have been done to a poor person? What about Labayish as Evid? You had intentions to embarrass an Evid. Ubayish as Ben Chur, by mistake, you gave the embarrassment to a free person. That's much more embarrassment. So Lachur is Noisin Ben Chur, and you have to pay to the Ben Churin, to May Boishtresh al Evid. How much embarrassment would have been paid to the Evid? So Mani, who does this price go like? Lachura Loi Rabbi Meir, Volo Rabbi Yehuda. Volo Rabbi Shimon, can't go like either, and again, neither of them. Why? Because Salka Daidach, we thought to say, Kotten means kotten benachos. It means he's poor, poor. He doesn't have too much property. Godel means godel benachos. The guy is very rich. So who do we go like? E Rabbi Meir Amakul Abad Yadorin Inu. Rabbi Meir says there's no difference. You pay the same amount of boishes, whether you're poor or rich. And Eilach Ritz Mashma is a different amount to pay. V Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ainli Avodin Boishes. Yehuda says there's no boishes to pay to an Eved. Like we'll see later. V Rabbi Shimon Amar Niskav Labayish Azel. Bayish Azel Potter. Rabbi Shimon says, "A booster, shleibim eskav and yepata." If you have intentions to embarrass one person, and by mistake you embarrass somebody else, we have a Shimon Shita is your potter. So does this price go like it says? You have to pay, but you have to pay the cheaper amount. Who does this go like? My timer, Kikotla, what's from Shimon Svara? Just like when you kill somebody. Ma kotla, just when you kill somebody. If you have intentions to kill this person. But if you had intentions to kill somebody else, and by mistake you killed him, you're potter. The Chesik, what the Pasuk says, V'yorev loy v'kom alov. That means, Achi yiskaven loy. Yoni chayiv misa v'yav kavona directly to kill him. So, Rabbi Shimon says, Boishis nami. Without that, the Odom has to pay for Boishis. Adi mechaven loy. Yoni chayiv v'yav kavona to do busha to him. To mevayish, to embarrass him. The Chesik, the Pasuk says, V'sholcha yodo v'erzika v'mavushov. That when she hit him, and she, when the one wife of one man hit the other man, she is kavin loy, that she's only chayiv for the busha she gave the other man if she had intentions to hit him. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you only chayiv with intention, and here it says you chayiv even without intention. So who does this price go like? So must I tell you, Yerlam, really Rabbi Yehuda. The price goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. V'chi kom Rabbi Yehuda in avodin boshes. When does Rabbi Yehuda say you don't have to pay boshes to an eved lemeisiv lahu to give to him? Avol lemeishim shamina b'hu. But here lemeisa you embarrassed a ben chayrin. The only question is, how much money do you have to pay him? So to value how much the busha would have been to an eved, that he agrees you do. Because he only holds, if you embarrass an eved, there's no payment. But here you embarrass the ben chayrin. Just you thought you were embarrassing an eved, that's why you have to pay that much money, but you're paying it to the ben chayrin. Therefore you chayv. For your boy, you say, another terrorist, I'll tell you, a filo tamer Rabbi Meir. Me starve with God of Benchosim. Kotten Benchosim. Who said here it means if you're rich or poor? Loi. God of Mamish, Kotten Mamish. It's a question whether you're a bar mitzvah, you're older person or a younger person. That's what it means. For the Gemara of a Kotten bar boishesi, if you embarrass a young person, is there any bush involved? Verse in yes. Could the Yom Rapol and Papa said, the Michlum Olei il Michlum. There's a case of you remind the guy later on when he comes older about how you embarrassed him when you're younger. So it's called embarrassment. So I'll tell you, Hachinami here also.